been full of?
I have to do a little bit of housekeeping here. So what I wonder if I have a siren. I used to have mouth siren cop.
All right, pull it over.
Cardinals and who's this? Is that the Card Stadium? Everybody's got such a bitchin' stadium now. Everybody's stadium is so fucking awesome looking, isn't it? God, I love these ballparks. This is the dude on ESPN. No, well, of course, naturally, now they don't show it. Who is the best pound for welterweight player? Joe Morgan. Whatever. Who the fuck knows? Joe Morgan. Pedro Martinez. Wee Willie Keeler. Get out of here. Joe Morgan. Easy. That's easy. Who are they playing? Cards and Pirates. Bush Stadium. That's the new Bush Stadium, I guess. That place looks bitchin'. The Astros Stadium looks bitchin'. Even the Padres' little Petco Field, that place looks bitchin'. All these new ballparks that look, those throwback stadiums, you know, where everything conforms to the neighborhood, they just look cool. They look cool as shit. It's like baseball was looking for something to revitalize itself. In my opinion, they found it, just the look of the, of course, it costs a lot of money. I mean, so, hey, I know what we'll do. Let's throw like a couple of $1 billion into building new ballparks. But, I mean, the other thing that I admire about the Cardinals is they've always had the same Dodgers, Cardinals, Tigers, Yankees. And I was going to say the Pirates, but the Pirates have some funky-ass looking road uniforms now. They look like shit. What's with this? See, those are the home... Those are the Giants. All these ball clubs that have the dark-colored shirt. I'm not into it. Sorry. But the Pirates... That uniform right there is what I recognize as the Pittsburgh Pirate uniform. I don't know why they went away from those cut-off jerseys, too. But I'm old school. I'm a dumbass, so don't listen to me. Manny Pacheco, welterweight. If anybody gives a shit, TCU and Florida playing in the College World Series. Let me see what... sorry, guys. That mouth siren sounds like an ex-girlfriend, Colby Jack.
Colby!
St. Louis. Is this show live? Is this game live? 6:20. It's 8:20 in St. Louis right now. Okay, yeah, that's about right. Sweaty ballpark, says Mary. Why do you say sweaty? Or did you mean to say sweet? Oh, Mary is saying, as in sweaty balls. God damn, girl. You're hanging hard. All right. Anybody hear or watch the Saturday Cinema? I got to tell you, I thought the General and Chris Norton were on it, man. Anyway, Saturday Cinema is Diary of a Nudist. Check it out if you get a chance. Diary of a Nudist. And we did. We looked up the star of that movie, Davy Decker, the little blonde chick. Davy Decker was married to one of the actors on The Untouchables. He was a dark, swarthy, good-looking Greek guy. His name was Nelson Galliard, something like that. Look him up. An actor on The Untouchables. You know, he had a pretty successful career. He was married to her. The only mention of her in his Wikipedia biography is he was divorced from Davy Decker and then married this woman who is featured as his wife, which I thought was kind of cold-hearted. I mean, why, you know, I don't know, maybe it was a bad marriage. Who knows? John in L.A. Yeah, the General was insane, wasn't he? I listen to this motherfucking thing. I do. I listen to it as if it's other people. I honestly do. And it just happens. I don't have to really imagine it too hard. And the General is all into that one blonde chick, you know. Let me tell you something, friend. I like my blondes big and threatening. Anyway, but that Davy Decker... Oh, it says she died in 1976. I just thought it was very kind of sad, man. She was divorced that year or the year before and then died. This guy, Nelson, whatever the fuck his name is, or you'll see it. And he marries this other chick And the year she died was the year that they divorced. And she apparently couldn't, maybe she wanted to do those kinds of films, which is entirely possible, but all she did were those quote-unquote nudie movies. You know, she did a whole slew of them, man, if you look her up on IMDb. Probably the answer is that she got a lot of work. You know, Doris Wishman probably hired her for all that stuff she did. There you go. You know, that's all I know about little Davy Decker. D-A-V-E-E, Decker. All right, I'm not going to be doing too much talking to y'all in the next few minutes here, guys. You can talk among yourselves.
I simply must, you know.
I'm looking here and there, looking everywhere. I'm looking. Oh, wrong. Wrong. I'm looking for love. Yes, I don't know what's up with the pirates with those funky-ass looking road uniforms they got. But hey.
What, Alpha?
Hey, let me tell you something, friend. I'm not losing sleep over that bullshit. That's for sure.
So, General, what did you think of Diary of a Nudist?
Of a nudist? I mean a nudist. I thought it was outstanding. And I thought the talent, the nudity, and the naked, and I know it's not a word, but it's a comfortable word for me. The nakedity as well was quite striking. All the guys, you got to be putting me on. That, I still don't think those are real people.
What do you mean real people?
I think they're models, because nobody at a nude camp looks that good. And that fat tub of guts, what's that about?
Well, why do you think they had that fat guy and the fat... By the way, the lady on that movie, Zelda Suplee, is in fact a real nude camp director. And here's the bigger trip. She's on a What's My Line. I found it on YouTube. And it's like, you know, sign in, please. She sends in nudist camp director. And the whole audience goes nuts. And the people with the blindfolds are like, what the fuck? What is it? You know? So she really was a nudist camp director. She lived into the 21st century. She just died. That's the thing about all these people I look up. They always just died like a year ago. She just died like maybe 5 years ago. Her and her husband... this was their life, man. You know, sunbathing. It's kooky, man. It's way out there. Check her out. Zelda Suplee. S-U-P-L-E-E. Maybe it's a made-up name, you know, like a... I don't know what, but... Well, it comes to that. I've reached that time in the show where I now have to turn the fan off. That's fucked. Let's see what's up with everybody here. Everybody, John and Chris kept telling the general, that's what my ass like. Mary's in Allegheny, New York, Colby, and August is in Florida. Yeah, Chris is like, General, it's my ass.
I don't give a shit what your ass looks like, you know. Why do I care? I'm not checking your ass out, that's for sure.
Well, I just, in case, you know, I'm not doing it for you, man. I'm talking about any of the ladies what is watching.
Yeah, okay.
You talking about me? Yeah.
That's what my ass looks like. Oh, my God. That goddamn movie was as weird as it gets, man. What a stupid... And here's the thing about that movie. I'm not shitting you. You had to couch it in educational terms in order for it to be shown in a public theater. Seriously. So that's what they did. They made it about how nudity is healthy... And it's like a public issue, you know, people are writing editorials and shit, the dude goes undercover, you know. And all that contrivance in the plot was so that it could get a certification to be shown publicly. It was still, you know, they had a rating system even back then. I think they had rated X, you know, I was probably rated X. August is in Pensacola. All right. Yeah, Pensacola, I hear, has had some funky weather, dude. Plus, you also got a fucking bad storm going through there, I think. And, you know, so very interesting, sort of, maybe.
But, you know, one of the things about that is...
I'm looking for... Let me get set up here. Okay. I'm looking for a love to call my own. Someone to get up in the morning. I'm looking... All right, audio. So traffic chopper, and we got to So yeah, it's pretty much that kind of a weekend for me. But Maria will be at rehab for about a week, I think. And then head on over to my place and recoup a little bit more there. I think she's doing great. When I thought when they have her walking, by the way, when I said that they've got her walking, she's walking on a walk using a walker. I thought she'd just be ambulating, you know, on her own, but no, she's, isn't that a cool word, ambulating? she's using the walker. But still, man, the same goddamn day she had surgery and she's up on the walker walking around. She also has crutches. She's got a cane, you know. And then they also tell you, for some reason, your feet want to pigeon toe in. Look at, see, I see what you mean about the fucking screen there, dude. So the feet are tend to pigeon toe in. You can see like that. And you have to keep reminding them, you know, turn your toes outward. I don't know why, but it probably it relieves a little bit of the pain. It might be easier to, you know, rather than having the feet out. There's that shit, and there's just a lot of little stuff like that. She can't sit at a 90-degree angle. You're not supposed to sit at 90 degrees. You got to be elevated above 90 degrees, just slightly, but you got to be elevated. So everywhere we go, we got to put a pad under her butt or something, you know. And I got to tell you, man, it blows me away how well she dealt with all this shit, because I'll tell you what, I would be a freaking basket case myself. All right. Oh, man. What was the thing? Chris's line. Yeah, whatever, man. I mean, the dude. the dude was like a newspaper editor. Now all of a sudden he wants to be a nudist and feel the warm water on his nutsack. Sorry. All right, I'm looking for one more thing here. Jay Santos. Okay. Better EQ that shit later on, man. I can't do it now. I had a real panic here on Friday night. I had no audio. Couldn't hear the fucking audio, didn't know where it was, what happened to it. So you do what you do. You look at the signal path. Okay, are we actually getting audio? I saw the VU meter was popping on the TriCaster on this. So okay, there's audio coming in. I can't hear it. Are the headphones jacked up? You know, no, the headphones are fine. So I got this board here, as you can see. It's not the biggest board in the world, but there's lots of functionality here. And somehow, you know, and this is why we used to scream and yell back in the days of radio. We'd say, just leave the goddamn board the way you found it. Otherwise, we come in on Monday because there'd be cats in on weekends. I got to figure the goddamn board out again, you know, because you fucked up what I did. Well, we don't have anybody coming in here and using this studio except for me. So it must have been a goblin or a ghost or something that came in and fucked the board all up. Maybe the cat did, you know, because I had to figure out how to fix it. And fix it I did, boys. Fix it I did, boyo. Fix it I did. All right, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Connor Wanahanahanahuna. All right, man, I'm ready to go. Let me see if I can take a vote here. You guys that are watching us tonight, is Audacity on? Yeah, it is. Thank you, John. John asked me. Here's Audacity. Thanks for checking for sure. What camera angle do you guys want me to use here? Ken Foresee, when you had the scratchy throat, is twist. I do my best voices when I have a cold. Really? Man, it was bad. August, riding my motorcycle in this weather lately, I'm going to wind up like Bud Dickman. You got to watch that shit, August. You do not want to run into a tree or anything. Do you guys want this camera angle, or do you want this camera angle? Which one do you want? The one behind, or the one? Or change it up? I'll try to remember to change it up. Yeah. I can't. My throat doesn't do what I want it to do. So I've got to be able to, I simply must, you know, be able to do the things what I do. All right. There's a man who leads a life of danger. Look at that. I'm telling you, I love that ballpark. I haven't been out to Dodger Stadium. Is Dodger Stadium that nice? I bet you it ain't. Oh, they showed, oh shit, they showed the fan area, which was cool. They had all this barbecue shit going on. They got bars and shit. Looked fantastic. Dodger Stadium ain't near that cool. You want this one, Mary? Lens one? Front angle. Okay, got it. This one is kind of, oh, that's the ball game, but the other one would be this one, and we don't want that one. All right, here I go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, you know what? God damn it. Stand by. Stand fucking by. Just got to double check something here. I haven't even looked at my mail all day. Do you ever get that feeling you haven't looked at your mail all day? It's like, oh, crap, look at this. All this goddamn shit. What the fuck is this? Oh. There's a man who leads a life of danger. In every move he makes, another heart he breaks. Okay, real good. Real good. A&E? Podcast One app. Is that a document? Or is it audio? It's a Word document. What is this, man? Don't weird me out, Jack. Don't do it, man. Oh, I got it. Here it is. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Download. Secret Asian Man.
Hey, have you heard? Podcast One has a whole bunch of awesome new shows filled with big names that are waiting for you on our brand new amazing app. This one's a game changer.
All right, so that's all well and good, but so why do I need to get excited about promoting it since it's a recording? You see what I'm saying? Okay. It ain't no thing, understand, man. I'll do anything they ask me to do, understand, but you see, I mean, a man said that, you know, promote it like I'm excited about it. A man said to do it, I'm going to do it. That's all there is to it. I'll do whatever the fucking man said to do. But that goddamn recording, I might get... Live read. Yeah. Live read and promo. Well, ain't that fucking interesting? Now, how does that work, man? Let's listen to it, okay? Do I alternate these two?